Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. And I pray that today as I read God's word, that you'll listen to this word for the few minutes that I have with you, and you will let the word encourage your heart. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and today I want to read out of 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter and the 16th verse. And it came to pass when Joab observed the city that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. Today I want to talk about Uriah. And this has to do with King David. David was king over Israel, been king for some time. And instead of going out to battle when it was time to do war, David stayed home. And as he walked out on the roof of his palace, he looked over and he saw a woman named Bathsheba taking a bath. And he lusted after her. And he sent for her, and he called for her, and he laid with her, and she became pregnant. Now, Bathsheba's husband was a great warrior in David's army. He was a valiant man, an awesome fighting man, and was dedicated to King David and to the army of Israel. And David had done this thing that was a great sin. And David called Uriah in from the battlefield when he found out that Bathsheba was pregnant. And he encouraged Uriah to go in and lay with his wife. And Uriah said, "No, King, I can't go in to my wife Bathsheba when all of Israel is laying on the battlefield. I can't go in and partake of my pleasures. I can't do this with a good heart." Even David tried to get Uriah drunk and get him to go into his wife, but he wouldn't do it. He had his standards, he had his values, he wouldn't do it. So at the lowest, one of the lowest times, I think, in King David's life, he did a horrible thing. He had done a horrible thing by going with this man's wife and then trying to cover up his sin. But of all the things, he wrote a letter, sent it by Uriah himself to give to his captain. And the letter that David wrote was to put Uriah on the front line, and when the battle was hot, withdraw from him so he would be killed. In other words, he made a murder plot for Uriah, sent the plot by Uriah's own hands, and that's exactly what happened. But this is amazing. Before they could kill Uriah, the Bible says they had to stand him where valiant men stood. In other words, he had to be in a position where the mighty men were. You know, Uriah got the bad deal of it all. His wife had betrayed him. His king had betrayed him. His captain was going to betray him. But you know what? His God didn't betray him. And when we remember Uriah, we remember a valiant man. We remember a man that stood for what was right. We remember a man that wouldn't compromise. We remember a man that was a true fighter. We remember a man that even his own enemy knew to find him, they had to go where the valiant men stood. Today I want to ask you, where are you standing? Are you standing where the valiant men and women stand? Are you standing for that which is right? Are you standing for that which is godly? Or have you given in to the world system and tried to compromise? Listen, if you're going to serve God, you're going to have to make your mind up. You're going to have to make your mind up to serve Him with all your heart. Because He said, if you're neither hot nor cold, if you're lukewarm, He'll spew you out of His mouth. Today, I don't want to be a lukewarm Christian. I don't want to be a Christian that is up one day and down the next, but I want to be a valiant woman of God. Let me tell you, when it comes dying time, I want to die with dignity. I want to die with faith in God. I want to die in sweet arms of Jesus, knowing that I kept my faith. How about you? Where do you stand with the Lord today? David was confronted with his sin. Nathan the prophet confronted him with everything he said, and he said, "David, thou art the man." Today, I want you to ask yourself, which side are you standing on? Ask Jesus into your heart today. Ask Him to forgive you, to cleanse you, and put you on the right side, the winning side, and that's God's side. Father, in Jesus' name, touch hearts, I pray. Save souls. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to spread your word across this country. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.